You are now listening to Shh, Your Ancestors Are Speaking.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast. So the first episode, we discussed how I got here, what brought me to do this podcast, and what the podcast was going to be about. This week, we're going to discuss The Matrix. Now, I know a lot of people have watched this movie. It was a movie that came out in the early 2000s, I think maybe 1999. I can't remember the year, but it was a movie that blew up. A lot of people love the special effects and the fight scenes and different things like that. Now, me, I am a sucker for a good fight scene. I grew up watching karate movies with my dad, so I am. But as I started to go through my evolution, I started to connect a lot of dots on the story of Neo or Thomas Anderson, not just the story of Christ, but the hero's journey. So that's what we'll be discussing today, the parallels of both and what was the lesson in the movie. So the movie starts out with Trinity escaping this impossible situation. So I think that was like before its time, because not often did you see a woman that was just like a complete, you know, kick butt girl, you know, without the help of a man. And she, I think it kind of was a symbolism of her just being able to do it on her own if necessary. I really like that. A lot of female empowerment. And then the scene after that, it was Neo laying at the computer and it said, "Wake up, Neo, you know, you're in the Matrix." And I thought that was a good opening, because isn't that the beginning of anyone's awakening, is when they realize that they've been asleep the whole time? And when you wake up, it's almost like you've been drowning and you come up for air and you're like, oh goodness, there's all these new sensations and all these new things. So I thought that was really cool as an introduction to him. Even when the guy came to buy the program and he opens up the door and he hands him the program, and he's like, oh, you're such a lifesaver, my own personal Jesus Christ. That was the first connection to this being the story of Christ, and how this is like the main source of every good movie. There is the becoming of the hero. And then you meet Morpheus, who is the mentor that you meet along the way, that helps guide the way, that maybe believes in you more than you really believe in yourself. And then you have the Judas of the story, the guy that betrays them and that caused a lot of the chaos that happened in the movie. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's back on up to after Trinity meets Neo. And I think initially she saw something in him as well. So how many times in our life has someone saw something in us that we didn't necessarily see in ourselves? And sometimes it takes the vision of others to first break the ice and us realizing who we are in that whole situation. I thought it was really cool that she was the one that really, like, it said to follow the white rabbit in the beginning. And when I looked up the symbolism of white rabbit, it was a plethora of things like fertility and purity, but also it was to lead into a direction of awakening. Because if you think about it, in the Alice in Wonderland, while the rabbit was very chaotic and all over the place, he was actually the crux that let her know she was going down the rabbit hole. So, and then the idea of going down a rabbit hole, So they were playing with a lot of words in this movie. I really, really like that part. So let's talk about how The Matrix is connected to, because everybody knows the movie. You know, he realized who he was by trying to rescue his friends, and he became who he was through death. But how does that really connect to the hero's journey? Well, the hero's journey in every movie first begins with a call to adventure. He discovered the Matrix, and he was looking for Morpheus just the way that Morpheus was looking for him. Think about, now let's also connect that to the story of Christ, right? How we are looking for God, but also God is looking for us. Right. So I thought that was really interesting. And then you have Neo's initial doubts. He kept saying over and over again, I'm not the one. I'm not the one. I'm not the one. Think about in our life when we don't believe that our purpose is our purpose. How it is such a mind-blowing thing that other people can see things in you that you can't see within yourself. Even in the hero's journey, you meet a mentor. In my journey, I met a mentor, and my mentor recognized me in such terrible condition. You know, I really didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what my purpose was. I was just very lost. And the way that she was able to really, with no judgment, bring me into the fold and help me see myself. I think that's such a rarity. I think when even religions first started out in its infancy, it was very honest and pure. But I think that as mankind takes things and they distort things, it becomes a thing of judgment. And I think that that is very difficult. So I was just very grateful that my mentor met me with no judgment. And even in the movie of The Matrix, even when Neo did not believe who he was, even though he wanted to be honest with Morpheus and say, hey, I'm not who you think I am, because of Morpheus's faith, he just refused. In one single thing, he acknowledged his fears, but also said that his faith was stronger. I think that that is a lot of times what's important when we in our life or when we are helping some of our friends, that when they are reaching these points of misunderstanding or doubts, that we understand it and we don't devalue it, but we also know that our faith is something set up a lot stronger. And sometimes us having the faith can really amplify and build up another person. It's been done with me with countless people. So then you have where he crosses this threshold where he was given a decision. And something else I noticed when rewatching this movie is that in so many parts, he was always given two paths. I tell people all the time when they say, okay, should I get married? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I say, there is no right or wrong answer. There are only paths. One path is what you've always done. And another path is of higher upliftment or knowledge. Which path are you willing to take? So he, of course, takes the red pill, which opens his mind and he leaves his current reality. So in that, he says this quote. He says, this is your last chance. After this is no turning back. Now, think about how many times in our life where we made decisions and we were very unsure of these decisions and we were very scared of these decisions. But once we make it, there is no going back. We have to choose and stop putting one foot on one side and another foot on another side. That was the whole reason why this podcast came into fruition, is because I was teetering two worlds and I had to pick one. I had to pick the red pill, because as much as I am awakening, I have to understand that we are all, the reason why you are here, the reason why you are watching this, is because you are under that same frequency. You are awakening. So who better to kind of guide you on that path than someone who's also awakening? So Then he goes through trials and tribulations of trying to understand his power. And I really like when he's doing the fight scenes with Morpheus and they're in this training simulation and he's telling him that you are your own blocks, right? And how many times are we our own worst enemy? How many times do we get in our own way? So I thought that was like so reflective of how we are just shooting in the gym, as people say. You know, you are practicing, you're trying to cultivate yourself. So that is not a place of doubt. That's actually a place where you're able to push your limits and kind of go freely. Now, if you remember when Neo had to jump to the next building, he fell and it hurt. So it isn't that while you're training that there's not any pain. No, there's gonna be pain and you're going to feel it, because how can you really sense how much you're being stretched, how much you're being grown, unless you feel it? You are supposed to feel it. That's what comes with it. So then you have the confrontation with Agent Smith. Now, I am a sucker for a good fight scene. I love the fight scenes. I thought, when I was a kid and I was watching this, I said, man, these people are cool, because I was like really into martial arts. My dad had me into martial arts and I used to fight in tournaments and different things like that. So I thought that was the coolest thing. But I also, now that my mind is in a different place, I saw how Agent Smith just really reflected the villain of the story and having to overcome whatever villain in your story that's there. Now, the symbolism of when they had been running from agents and then Morpheus had been caught and he had to make a decision whether he was going to continue to run or he was going to do what he knew was right. Even when the more responsible thing for him to do was to unplug Morpheus so that way that, you know, the agents couldn't get the codes. And you got to watch the movie to understand what I'm saying. So I'll say that. But also how he went against what everyone else told him to do. And think about that. Think about how many times in your life have you been on this path, you're going through adversity, and everyone has an opinion as to what you should do. Now, that doesn't mean that we should not take people's opinions into consideration. I really think we should. I think that the people in our life are there to help us, whether they build us, whether they sharpen us, they are there for us. But at the end of the day, the messages that you hear from God or from your higher self, from the universe, is a personal one-on-one conversation. It was not a group call. It was not a conference call. God told you. So a lot of times people aren't going to understand what you're here to do. They're not going to understand why you're making certain decisions that you're making, because it's personal. So how he went against what everyone said, he rescued Morpheus, getting another piece of his higher self, getting another piece of enlightenment and who he could have been. And then from there, they get back to, trying to get back to the ship, and Neo can no longer run from Agent Smith. And it is a showdown of all showdowns. And he fights him and he's on the brink of losing. And right at the last minute, he jumps out the way. Agent Smith gets hit by the train. But before that, he calls him Mr. Anderson and he says, my name is Neo, right? And he jumps up and he knocks him off of him. But think about that, right? The symbolism of what is a name. A name gives us power and authority. This isn't the only movie that we've watched where a name has power. If you look, think about in Roots, when they try tried to give, what was his name? Kunta Kinte, their name. He said, my name's not Toby. He refused to be acknowledged by the name they give them. I think that we can connect that to labels and how we need to not have the label other people give us to have our own label. Our name gives us power, whether it's the name you're given or the name that you acknowledge, it gives you power. Do not allow someone to rename you. But through his death, did he realize who he truly was? When he was killed and he came to be, he saw the matrix. He saw the lines in the matrix. And that is how it connects also to Christ's story. In the story of Christ, you have Judas. Judas was the one that betrayed him. In the movie The Matrix, he was betrayed by the fellow man on the plane. And the man did not want to be enlightened anymore. He wanted to go back to the status quo, back to who he was. And think about, because of Neo's sacrifice, was he truly able to step in into who he really was, just like in the story of Christ? Now, I'm not here to say one thought process is better or has more validity than another. I am only showing you the same process in every story so you may see it in your life. I believe that we have the hero's journey in our own story as well. Every time that we go up another level, we have another opportunity to meet the level boss, to beat our version of ourself, because that's what the boss is really. The villain in the story is always another version of ourself that we have to beat. So here's another opportunity to confront that, to beat that, and to overcome it. You know, we can make decisions to have a better life or to keep repeating same things over and over again until we learn the lesson. Sacrifice and redemption, that it is when we give up everything. When we no longer have these restraints of physicality, are we able to truly be free? A lot of times we are imprisoned in our own mind and we are stuck, but we have to let go of what we used to know and know that we are coming into a newness of thought. And then you have faith and belief. I think that if you looked at Morpheus, he was very reflective of unbridled faith, and that Neo was filled with doubt. Now, did he being filled with doubt make him any less the one? No. So we are all filled with doubt at times, but it's about releasing that doubt, releasing that fear, to know that certain things are for us. So therefore it no longer can imprison us. You know, I think some of the main lessons in this story was, are you living in a dream world or are you being authentically yourself? Are the decisions that you are making today going to help you get to where you need to go? And are you allowing the betrayals, the disappointments, the letdowns to destroy or deconstruct what you're trying to build? Or can you have a different mindset and use these things to catapult you to where you need to go? Now, I know when it comes to a lot of us healers, we a lot of times are thought to have a lot of the answers, and so we feel as if at times we cannot be real or authentic, and that is so furthest from the truth. I truly, really believe that the reason why we go through things is so we may be a tour guide for others. I think that we are all Neo in our story, and we are here to bring enlightenment to the masses. At the end of the movie, when he's talking on the phone and he talks about how he is going to expose them and he is going to bring light to a situation, he is talking about the Matrix, but that needs to be all of our story. That needs to be all of our story, how we are going to use the things that we have gone through so we may teach our children, so we may teach our loved ones, so we may teach the people that are open to learn what enlightenment is, but also be open enough to still be able to absorb and learn ourselves. I think that constantly our higher self, God, the universe, whichever term you may use, there is no one term. I don't believe in one belief system. I believe that everyone's belief system are nothing but reflections of us looking at the same thing, and they're all valid and needed and necessary. So when I use different terms, it's to connect to people with different belief systems. And I believe that everyone's belief system is correct. So I do want to give that. And in this, I mean no disrespect to anyone's belief system. This is just the way that I interpret things. This is the way that I look at these kind of movies, is that what is this trying to teach me in my life? And what other stories does this sound like? I can name you movie after movie, story after story, play after play, where there is a hero and there is a villain or antagonist, and they feed off of each other. Both are necessary, because it takes that hero to go through, to lose everything, to gain the knowledge that's necessary, to feel like he's dying, to be able to come back renewed, to be able to re-enter themselves back into the system, so that way they can create the change that's needed and necessary. So I thank you guys for taking a look at my podcast, and I mean taking a listen at my podcast. And if you are on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. I will be bringing you a movie every single week, so that way we may enlighten each other. Again, if you have any movies that you want me to take a look at or talk about, please comment below. If you have a story, you may always email me. You just need to go to smoothiefox.com. Go ahead and put it in the contact us section. I would love to be able to just do a podcast of reading stories. I think that would be really cool. I appreciate every single one of you, and I look forward to you guys next week. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Shh, Your Ancestors Are Speaking. Subscribe to the channel and click the follow button. For updates on current events, follow Smoothie Fox on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.